Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hello, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. And those sounds can only mean one thing.
Yep, I'm out of here. Bye-bye. So long. Ooh. See you later. No way.
Yep, it means that it's Halloween, and Bebop over here does not like Halloween, does not like being scared, does not like moaning ghouls like you heard just then. Or whatever that was. So, every year we do a Halloween special, and this year is no different. The only thing that is different is that this year, this episode was written with my editor, Griffin Messenger. We're very excited to bring this to you, very excited to be back in the saddle. Bebop Tales is rolling out next week, and then straight into Finn Caspian. Thank you all so much for all of your patience, and I can't wait to share with you all the stories that we have coming up for Bebop Tales and for the next season of Finn Caspian. All right, well, before you go out and trick-or-treat tonight, make sure you listen to this episode so you know what might be lurking around the corner. Oh, I don't know what that was, but I hope that's not lurking around the corner. Anyways, let's get into it. Halloween 2019, The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Voltronix's Revenge. The Great Hall of the famous Marlow 280 Interplanetary Exploratory Space Station has served as the home of so many celebrations. It's where Finn and the other kids of the Marlow received their robots on their 8th birthdays. It's where Explorer troops were welcomed home after their heroic missions on planets across the universe. And it's where the astronauts aboard the Marlow shared meals, shared laughs, and shared in their unique community. It's also where, right now, Paige Caspian is being chased by Frankenstein. Paige turned left, then right, then left again, but the monster stayed hot on her heels. Finally, she had enough. "Oh, cut it out, Vale," said Paige as she ducked around a corner. The Frankenstein lurched after her, but Paige stuck out a foot and the green monster stumbled and fell to the floor. "Ow! Paige, you're ruining it," said the Frankenstein. One of the bolts in his neck had fallen off, and he was feeling around in the dark to find it. "This haunted house isn't even scary," said Paige. "You should have let me help design it. I have ideas, you know." Vale found his bolt and taped it back to the side of his neck. Yes, it was Explorer Troop 301's Sergeant-at-Arms Vale Gill in a Frankenstein costume. It had been his idea to turn the Great Hall into a haunted house. Explorer Troop 301 had had some crazy Halloweens aboard their space station. They'd encountered a robot-infecting ghost. They'd gone off trick-or-treating and found neither tricks nor treats, and they'd been visited by the headless horsebot. So this Halloween, they had all decided they would do something very simple. They would find an Earth Halloween tradition and just do that. Nothing big. Vale, of course, immediately decided they would build a haunted house. The opportunity to chase and scare the younger kids on the Marlow was way too good to pass up. But if Paige Caspian was any indication, the younger kids weren't going to scare too easily. "What happened?" said Finn, running around the corner. "I heard a loud tumble." "It wasn't that loud," said Vale, still taping the bolt to his neck, "and it wasn't that big of a tumble." Yeah, it was," said Finn. "It sounded like a horse ran into a piano." "What are you supposed to be?" said Paige. Wait, can't you tell?" said Finn. Finn, dressed all in black, had four broomsticks sticking out of his back, and he had four golf balls strapped to his head. No, I cannot tell," said Paige. "You look like you woke up in a closet and then walked out here." "Come on, I'm a spider," said Finn. "These are my extra legs, and those are my extra eyes. Hey, come on, I only had a couple hours to put the costume together, and trust me, it looks a lot better when I'm swinging from the ceiling." "Which is what you should be doing right now," said Vale. "Back to your station." Three kids, about Paige's age, wandered around the corner.
Boo, said Vale.
"This is boring," said one of the kids. "You're Frankenstein, you're a terrible spider, and you're Paige. I thought this was supposed to be scary." But before Vale could argue, the kids left. "That's not scary, and that's not scary," they heard the kids say as they made their way through the haunted house. "Aw, come on," said Vale. "I guess Bat Boy and Wolf Girl back there aren't having any more luck than we are." Elias and Abigail came around the corner in their costumes. "No one likes this," said Abigail. "Yeah, I had to tell one of the kids I had rabies just to seem a little scary," said Elias. "Guys," said Vale, "don't give up now. We can do this. Any second now, someone is going to come around the corner, and we're going to scare the sweet, fancy Oreos out of them. Mark my words." "Never gonna happen," said Paige.
What's this? What's over there? It's so dark in here."
They heard a voice coming into the haunted house. "Shh, it's Voltronix," said Vale.
"Oh, no. What's around this corner? It better not be scary." A little green man with a big forehead!"
Voltronix shone a light down on Vale. Vale did his best Frankenstein groan.
"Get me out of here! No! What's that? A stick spider thingy? No! I don't like this! What's that? Are you a Bat Boy? Do you have rabies? Keep away! Werewolf!"
And with that, Voltronix's systems became overloaded and the big, powerful robot powered down. It was the robot equivalent of being scared to death. "He's fine," said Elias. "Let's just drag him out of here and I'll reset him." "Yes," said Vale. "Finally, a victim of my awesome haunted house." It turned out that no one had told Voltronix what a haunted house actually was, or that one was even happening on the Marlow that Halloween. Once Elias had revived the robot, all was explained.
"Ah, I see," said Voltronix. "Great joke, everyone. Just the best. All is forgiven. Ha, ha, ha."
But all was not forgiven, for Voltronix had planned a revenge. And while the explorers returned to their compartments to take apart their costumes and wash off the green paint or unstick the golf balls from their heads, Voltronix decided he was going to make his own haunted house. And it would scare the explorers once and for all. And when Abigail, Elias, Finn, and Vale, now out of their costumes, came back to the Great Hall for dinner, they found it completely transformed. It was no longer the meeting place of the astronauts, Voltronics had built a brand new haunted house in its place. Bellowed the robot as the four explorers entered the hall. Voltronics, what is this supposed to be? Said Elias.
It is the scariest, spookiest haunted house you have ever seen.
But it's not. Not really, said Abigail. Are those stamps? It kind of looks like a post office.
A spooky post office,
said Voltronics. Is that a mailbox? Said Finn. Could I actually mail something from here?
Yes,
said Voltronics.
Would you like to mail a letter? We would be happy to take it, but it will never be delivered.
That's not scary. That's just annoying, said Vale. You don't really know what a haunted house is, do you, Voltronics?
I do. I was looking up in my memory banks for different kinds of places that might be. Oh, just give me another chance.
So the four friends agreed to leave and come back in an hour. When they returned, there were tables with red and white checkered tablecloths and candles in the centers of those tables. Said Voltronics.
Welcome to the pizza parlor of doom!
Why is this scary exactly? Said Vale. We love pizza.
Ah, but here the pizza is made out of stretchy dough and crushed tomatoes and shredded cheese.
Yeah, that's pizza, said Elias.
So you're not scared?
Said Voltronics. Smells really good in here, said Abigail.
Go away.
The four friends agreed to come back one more time in an hour. They re-entered the Great Hall and couldn't believe their eyes. Voltronics, said Abigail, you made a post office again.
Signed, sealed, delivered to your doom,
said Voltronics. But you already made a post office, said Abigail.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, said Vale. Voltronics, a haunted house is supposed to have scary stuff in it.
Like envelopes?
No, not like envelopes.
What about overnight delivery that takes 2 nights?
No, said Finn. Again, that's not scary.
What if the mailman was a vampire robot with very sharp fangs that hunted you down?
What? Said Elias. Did you build a vampire robot?
No,
said Voltronics.
Okay, yes, but I only had time to build one. See, here it is.
Voltronics turned his head. There, latched onto his neck, was a very small robot with very large fangs.
It bit me,
said Voltronics.
I probably should have programmed it not to bite me.
Voltronics fell to the floor. Elias ran forward. He's fine, he said. He just needs to be reset again. Yeah, but what are we going to do about that? Said Vale. He pointed at the tiny robot that had detached itself from Voltronics and was now floating toward the explorers. Okay, said Vale. What stops a vampire again? Garlic, said Abigail. Finn, grab some garlic from the kitchen. Finn dashed to the door at the other end of the Great Hall, dodging around Voltronics' mailboxes and the automatic stamp vending machine he'd built for some reason. He came racing back with a clove of garlic, just as the vampire robot mailman closed in on Elias. Take that, fiend! Yelled Finn, and he threw the garlic at the vampire. It bounced off the tiny mailman, but otherwise seemed to have no effect. The vampire bot hissed as it lunged at Elias. Ha! Said Vale, jumping between the bot and Elias. He held up a pocket mirror. Vampires hate mirrors, said Vale, holding the glass up to the bot's face. Why are you carrying around a mirror? Said Abigail. I wanted to make sure my Frankenstein makeup was perfect, said Vale. The vampire bot sank his teeth into the mirror, cracking it in two. Okay, that didn't work, said Vale, scurrying away. What else? Shouted Abigail. What else stops a vampire? Well, in the Dracula book, you needed a wooden stake, said Elias, but we don't have one of those. And you know what? I remember reading an old legend where you could take a vine. The vampire bot hissed again, cornering Abigail, Vale, and Elias. It had to be a strong vine, said Elias. The bot opened its jaws wide, revealing enormous fangs.
I want to suck your blood.
And in the old legends, said Elias, it was like a woody vine that you could place in the mouth of the vampire. Like it couldn't be, you know, like a green vine. It had to be. Elias, shouted Vale. We're in space. Nobody has a vine. The bot's fangs were inches from Elias. Oh, yeah. It was about to sink its teeth into the explorer's when. The bot dropped to the floor. There stood Finn with a glass of water. I remembered it wasn't actually a vampire, said Finn. You don't need old legends or vines or garlic. All you need is a little water and a robot circuitry, and that would smite this Halloween monster. The explorers all laughed. They walked over to Voltronix, who was lying on the floor. The robot lay there peacefully, its power off, its eyes darkened. Well, there are no bite marks on him, said Elias. Poor guy, said Abigail. All he wanted to do was scare us. Yeah, said Vale, but he really didn't know what he was doing, did he? I mean, he didn't even have a Frankenstein here. Yeah, I mean, that vampire bot was kind of creepy, said Finn, but all in all, Voltronix didn't get the revenge that he wanted. All right, said Elias. Time to reset him. Let me see here. All I have to do is... shouted Voltronix, sitting upright. Screamed the explorers, all jumping back.
There! Ha!
Said Voltronix.
I got you. I knew this was a spooky post office.
All right, well, I hope you enjoyed our Halloween episode, and I hope everybody out there, all you kids, have amazing Halloweens, have a lot of fun, trick-or-treating, or whatever your family's Halloween tradition is. My co-author and editor, Griffin, and I, along with our intern, Emerson, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva, we'll all be out there trick-or-treating tonight, and we'll be thinking of you, and hope you have a safe and fun Halloween, and we will see you back next week. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.